Man, I hit 'em fat and I hit 'em thin. I roll 'em in the bunkers, man, I hit 'em again. Slice 'em in the bushes, crank 'em in the creek. I pop that sucker up and hook it out in the street. Yeah, I'm 245 right down the middle, and I'm Mr. Green to the left just a little. Chili dip away and put it all together. Hit that son of a bitch right up there in the leather. If you call that good and let me press on the side, you can put me down for a fight.
All right, all right, all right.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That was so corny.
No, it wasn't. Okay?
Just let the people know.
Today was a great day. It was a great day for golf. The golf gods were on my side today. And I beat Joe.
I mean, we technically didn't finish.
I beat Joe. We didn't. I won.
We turned it into a scramble.
We did because it was raining.
All right. I'll give you the front nine.
And
you shot three better than me.
I was shooting better than you in the back nine as well.
We're even.
No, the fuck we weren't.
You had that eight.
Yeah, I had a couple pars as well.
All right.
I was winning in the back nine.
You were one stroke better than me in the back nine.
Okay, so that means I'm up four.
Okay. All right. Just saying. And then one time I was like, oh, just give me an eight because, you know, give me an eight. Just let me pick up the ball. There's people lining up already.
Yeah, I felt rushed.
Just a couple holes. But congratulations. You were driving the ball very well.
Thank you. It felt like I had everything locked in today.
Mm-hmm.
Besides putting. Putting was not. Yeah, I don't know. That shit is so hard, man. Putting is the hardest shit ever.
I mean, the greens were
ridiculous.
Horrible.
Some of them had fucking divots in them and shit. Like, people were hitting their irons off of them.
And all the
insane
goose shit.
Yeah, there's tons of goose shit, man. The geese were out today.
Yeah, they were.
Man.
There's a whole new flock of them, too. Little babies and stuff.
Yeah, I saw babies today. That shit's crazy.
I was like,
snapping turtles, but just a bunch of geese.
I was all, like, set up to shoot one hole. And Tito's just like, oh, they got babies out. Like, what? They got their... All right, let me just refocus here. You got me a couple times today with some crazy comments that I just...
On your backswing?
Not even on... No, like, even like that one time, I don't know what happened before I teed off.
What are you talking about?
I was dying laughing because you said something, and then...
Oh, because I left my putter.
Oh, with them people, yeah. Yelled at them.
Yeah, yeah.
Not, like, I forget what you said.
You got to have a perfect setup to talk about that. So, leading up to that, what hole was that? Hole six or seven, I hit my drive to the left, hooked fucking terribly to the left, and I hit my, I think it was pitching wedge to the green, fucking smoked it past the green. End up pulling out the wedge, and I fucking chipped it. I chipped it in. I hold it out. That was pretty fucking dope. Scoob yelling my name on the way in. And I was so excited because I had my wedge. You know how we always grab the wedge and the putter, so mm-hmm. you don't expect to chip it in. And I chipped it in, went to the next hole, forgot my putter. There was a duo behind us. They came up. Yo, somebody left their putter. Me at the top of my lungs. Yeah. I left it there because I chipped it out.
As I'm lining up to hit.
Yeah, as he's, yeah.
Not in my backswing, but I was just, I couldn't hit then because I was dying laughing because then Dave's like, stop yelling. I was just like, all right, let me just, and I couldn't stop. And I think I topped the ball after that, so.
Yeah, it wasn't, I think we didn't play best ball from there.
No.
But. Shout out Dave. Shout out Scoob. It was a good round. We went to South Park, played 18. Yeah. I think everybody for the most part played well today. I would say. I think it was a good day.
I think I think Dave probably shot better than school, but
yeah.
I'm going to give the top golfer today to Scoop.
Scoop
was driving. Yeah, he was doing really well.
He was hitting his irons well, driving well. I was like, what the fuck is going on? Made some putts. Scoop definitely played well today.
Yeah.
Dave did what Dave does, and yeah, I beat Joe. So,
do you remember when you were like, "Oh, did you hear the podcast?" And they're like, "We didn't listen." And then we played that part where we found out that I was right about what Dave said.
Oh yeah, yeah, he didn't say you ripped it. I was wrong. Yep. Hand up. That's on me.
It is.
That's on me. But
you're very confident.
Yeah, I mean, I was driving the ball well today, man. I feel so confident now using the driver. In my head, I feel like I can hit it 300 yards, but I know I can't. It's probably more realistically around 230, 250, but you're going to say more on the 230 end. That's what,
yeah,
of course.
Absolutely.
But it does feel good when you're hitting the ball consistently like that.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe will hit a nice drive and it'll look beautiful. And we talk about this a lot, but then it just comes up short. But where Joe always gets his scores in is when he hits that second shot. That second shot that'll be next to a tree that he'll hit 60, 70 yards straight down the middle, and it ends up setting himself up for his next shot for his putt to get a par or a five. And I'm like, that's how you fucking win these matches, is those shots.
Yeah, you're pretty mad after I did one of those today.
It was a great shot.
It was.
Fucking hooked it around the tree. You remember when Tiger did that? They called him an artist. I'm not going to call you an artist, but.
Yeah.
It was artist-like.
It was luck.
Yeah. More luck than anything, right?
No, for sure.
I do feel, though, as if even though we didn't go to the range during the off season, I still think that we picked up where we left off. Would you say that?
I mean, I wouldn't say we like
compared to previous seasons where it's
took
like
a decline,
holy shit.
But I just think that
yeah, it's not like as steep as we thought it'd be.
Yeah,
you know, I still feel good about my game.
I don't.
No,
nope.
You never feel good about your game though,
no.
Joe. You can shoot under 100, under 90, and still be like, yeah, no.
Because then it's also in the back of your head. It's just like, I just know next time I'm not going to replicate this.
So that's what makes you mad?
No,
makes
it's not.
Mad,
I'm not.
Makes you mad?
I'm not mad. I'm just like, you like want me to be some like.
I don't want you to be.
You said it today
anything.
Too. You're like, what? No reaction? Like
you hit a beautiful shot.
I had a good shot.
Green, fucking 6-7 feet from the pin, and then just no reaction. Mad as hell. Tumble. It's short. Who do you think you are? You're
Listen,
not Scotty.
Okay,
you're
but
not,
you want
to be, but you're not.
But you want me to like react to just shoot. Like, all right, I shot. Yeah, good shot. I'm going to act
like
I did it before.
Good shot. And then you walk up all fucking mad and pouting, and then you give me the lazy ass fucking dab.
God.
I'm just like,
you're never
this
satisfied,
dude, bro. No, you're never satisfied. It's always.
I'm good.
It's always room for improvement, huh?
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, what? You're going to hole out?
I don't know. You never know.
That's the improvement that you're fucking aiming for. Just perfection.
So I played
it was
game.
A great time, man. I had a great time today.
Did you really? Because at the end, you
the
turned
end was
into
fun,
like,
though. Like when you think about it
stop,
now,
because it started drizzling and like there was like dirt bikers and you're like, oh no. And I thought you were saying, oh no, because of the dirt bikers.
No,
no, it was because of the little fucking drizzle that started.
Because I knew that a storm was brewing.
It wasn't a storm.
I knew a storm was brewing, so
there wasn't
I panicked.
A storm brewing.
I panicked, bro.
You overreact, like
I did. I did kind of overreact, but I just knew because before I left for the round today, I called Dave. I'm like, Dave, are you wearing shorts or pants today? And I was like, and he was like, I'm wearing pants. I'm like, he said light pants though. I'm like, okay, whatever that means. So I put my golf pants on.
Mm-hmm.
They were big, man. I don't know how.
What do you mean?
They were very big on me. Like, they were just super baggy. I didn't like the way they looked or felt. So I put the shorts on because when I walked outside, the sun was out and it was beautiful. But then when it started raining and I had my shorts on, I was fucking freezing, bro.
You don't like check the weather before we go golfing?
Yeah, said it wasn't going to rain until 2-3 hours after we were done. Even Dave said it. He said it's not supposed to rain until 4 or 5 o'clock. What time did we finish? At 2 p.m.?
Yeah.
Fucking Mother Nature, man.
I know, but like...
It wasn't
that bad.
But I was dancing and shit. I was trying to move.
You were dancing. Scoob's doing jumping jacks. Yeah,
Scoob was doing jumping jacks.
Me and
jacks.
Dave are just chilling with our...
Because you guys had pants on and quarter zip jackets. Yeah. You guys were fucking set. We weren't prepared.
Yeah, even if you would have had pants on, you would have still been scared of the rain. Always.
No, I would have been much more...
No, you would have been
I would have been
same.
Warm, at least. No, having you still having a shorts on, having a golf shorts on was the bad decision I made. That's where I messed up.
Yeah.
But
you're like, let's just play a scramble. You wanted to go so bad. You just wanted to leave. I know you. You definitely would not have finished the last three holes.
No, I would have finished it. We were right there. It was two holes left, and I knew that we could just finish it. It was just, there was the fucking, the threesome in front of us that were just walking slow as shit, it seemed like. And they were all spread out. One dude was in the fucking other fairway.
I think it was just because you just wanted it over.
So funny story, talking about those group of guys. Remember when I hit my ball on hole 9 and it was in the fairway?
Mm-hmm.
It was in to the left?
Yeah.
So when I went to go hit my ball on a fairway, the guys were helping me out, pointing where my ball was. They must have saw where my ball landed. And as I'm saying thank you to them, I was saying thank you again, loud as fuck. The one dude gives me like a quick wave looking behind. And I was wondering, I was like, damn, why has he got to be so rude? I look at like right behind him. The dude was hitting in his backswing. So I yelled loud as hell during this dude's backswing. Thank you. Bro, luckily he hit a dart on the green. Those guys were good. He hit a dart on the green. And then I apologized to him. He was like, man, no, it's good, man. Only if I'm just laying down, that's the only time. I'm just like, first of all, what the fuck did that mean? If I'm laying down.
I don't know.
Don't say nothing. What is that? I didn't understand that.
I don't get that. Maybe that's golf lingo we don't know about.
But either way,
there you go.
Fucked up.
Yelling
in his backswing. God damn it.
Craziness.
I got to work on my golf etiquette.
You have horrible golf etiquette.
I don't
already
have horrible,
to start this season.
But to start this season, we're not off to a good start.
We're not.
I'm talking about me collectively in my camp.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your camp?
Yeah. We all got camps.
I don't know. It's just me over
here. You ever hear when golf, they talk about golfers? Well, we got word from him and his camp.
Yeah, because they have camps. They have trainers and swing coaches and like nutritionists. That's their camp.
Why would a nutritionist be talking to the reporters? I don't know.
The golfers team.
You know, me and my camp decided that
you don't have a camp.
We need to get it together as far as the golf etiquette going forward this season.
I agree with that, but that's crazy that you have a camp.
Just let me live, man.
Yo, why? You didn't even download the game yet?
What, Golf Clash?
Yes.
I have the game. I just don't play. I don't play games.
Wow, that's crazy. You're acting like you're never. You're on your phone all the time.
I am
watching reels and stuff.
I like watching golf reels. I just don't. I don't really play the video games on the phone.
That's crazy.
Are you dominating this league?
No, I'm not download. I'm not dominating anything. I'm just saying like it would be fun to talk about, and like then I'd play you and I'd win, like I usually do.
So what happened today?
We didn't finish. Rain. Oh, God. It was rain.
I'm just saying. It's 1-1.
Shout out the 19th holers. That's a clan I'm in.
The 19th holers? That's a clan?
That's a clan I'm in.
I'm not playing. I'm not playing that game.
Well, you're not playing, so I can't start my own clan. We can't start a clan.
It's just going to be me and you?
I don't know. Then we could recruit.
We could recruit Gimme an 8 soldiers?
That's what I'm saying, but you don't want to play.
What are we going to call it? The Gimme an 8? Like, Gimme an 8. No free ads, by the way, for this Golf Clash.
I don't know. Send me some money or something on the game.
Yeah.
More tokens.
Send some coins and we talk about it.
But
download cash. Download Golf Clash right now.
I bet we just got two new people downloading it, at least, of our 10 listeners.
Why you keep down? You upgraded this time. You went from 5 to 10.
Yeah.
But you keep downplaying our listeners.
It's all right.
I think we have more than you think.
Okay.
We just got to make sure we keep pumping this content out.
Pumping this content out.
You didn't even want to golf today.
I didn't want to golf.
You didn't want to golf.
You didn't want to golf.
Because
Let's
you're...
Let's not even get into that. Don't even start.
You didn't want to golf, bro. You were cranky.
You didn't want to golf.
You were cranky.
How are you talking? This is, I don't even know what exactly happened, but you were the one that was like, nope, not going to do it. I'm going to go do something else. I'm like, all right, well, if you change your mind, like, let's, nope.
Yeah, I was frustrated. I was probably going to go play golf by myself. That's how frustrated I was. I was like, you know what? I'm going to play golf by myself. And I was like, yeah, but then we're not going to be able to put out the content, you know?
Because you got all mad for whatever reason.
I don't know why you didn't record me hit that chip in.
I didn't even see it.
Come on. Really?
I was looking for my ball because I smoked it too.
Get the fuck out of here.
I just heard everybody yell. I'm like, yeah.
I hate you, dude. I thought you saw it this whole time. Bro, let me at least explain it to you. So you know how that specific green is kind of like a hill going from right to left, like a hill going down?
Yeah.
So I kind of purposely, and it fucking worked out, I hit it to about 3-4 feet to the right of the pin. And I hit it to the pin, and then that shit just boom, slowly rolled in. I wouldn't say slowly rolled in because it definitely banked off the pin. You definitely, I know you heard that at least. You didn't hear it hit off the pin?
No.
It hit off the pin, and then that's when fucking Scoob, yo. That was crazy. Yeah. That felt good.
I congratulate you. I just
no, yeah, see yeah. It. No, I just thought it was funny because I literally thought this entire time you saw it.
Nope.
Damn.
I was trying to find my own ball. Worrying about
you. I noticed you didn't even hit after that. You couldn't find yours?
Didn't I?
I don't remember. I remember you waiting in the cart after I fucking hit that in. And then we drove off, and then that's when I forgot my.
Yeah, I think I picked putter. Up.
Overall, great day of golf.
Did you see my boy, Blades Brown?
Blades Brown, that's the 15-year-old, right? What is he, 16?
He's now? 16 now.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure we talked about it in a previous episode. Last season.
Yeah.
His mom was the first woman in the WNBA to make a three-pointer.
That's crazy.
And now Caitlin Clark's making...
The WNBA way more popular than what it was.
Yeah.
It's good for the game.
It is.
It's good for sports.
But, yeah, so he's in 19th place right now in the Myrtle Beach Classic.
A PGA event.
PGA event, yes. There's two of them going on right now. Like, so Xander Schauffele and Rory are in the other one. And then this one, you know, they're still...
I mean, he's still playing with some pros, just not like the big guys, the big guns.
Yep. But it's been, there's the last couple of events, there's been some 16-year-olds that have qualified.
That's insane to me, man.
But I mean, he made the cut and, yeah.
To make the cut, to qualify is great. To then make the cut, that's insane.
Yeah.
How does it work? He can't make money though, right?
No.
So this is just all like just practice and just for fun. I wouldn't say for fun.
Not for fun, for his career, but yeah, like.
Wow. That's crazy. Once you turn pro, that's when you're able to make money.
Mm-hmm.
Even as an amateur, you can't make money.
No. Yo, did you see that reel I sent you of the pro mini golf?
I did. That's intense.
Like, it... I wanted to, like, see other matches
the way
and
that
stuff,
they were
but it was so... Yeah, they, like... Weird. Some of them are, like, really choked up on the putter. Like
Their fucking stances are super wide.
Yeah.
One of their fucking legs is outside of the actual...
I want to know if these guys play golf, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, are they just pro mini golfers, or do they play golf as well?
If they make the money going to pro mini golf, why would you practice anything else?
No, I know, but I'm saying, like, for fun. Yeah.
They probably do.
Yeah. But these guys were... Yeah.
It's like bang shots at... They bank mastered shots. Bank shots. They mastered hitting it perfectly straight on whatever line they're aiming for.
It was intense watching the little reel.
Reminds me of Happy Gilmore when he hits it into the clown.
Mm-hmm.
The clown just keeps spinning it back.
Yep.
Yeah. That's what Putt-Putt reminds me of.
That's what Putt-Putt reminds you of?
Yeah.
Maybe we should just concentrate on Putt-Putt. Become pro Putt-Putt players.
No. I like hitting my irons. I like hitting my driver.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I'm also giving out free weightlifting classes for my fellow Give Me an Eight members.
But
I'm just saying because
what? No, because I'm gonna in Scoob's honor here. You said it after you outdrove Scoob by a little bit, and then the next shot, he definitely out ironed you.
Yeah, by like 2 feet.
So
we both finished with par.
Okay.
Took the same amount of shots.
Exactly. So it doesn't matter how far you hit it.
I know. I'm not saying it doesn't matter. I'm just saying I'm giving out free weightlifting classes if you guys want to, you know, gain some extra muscle. That's it. That's all I'm saying, man. I'm just trying to help you out, Joe. That's it. Just trying to be a good Samaritan in this golf community. Help my fellow members, weekend warriors across the land.
Nobody's going to take weightlifting class from you. Like, what? Because you got lucky on a couple drives today?
It's been for a couple seasons now that I've been out driving you, okay? Couple seasons.
And you always lose, so it doesn't matter.
But we're not talking about that. I'm talking about how to... All right, whatever.
Hey, it's all about the W's.
It's true, and I got that today.
You did?
I did.
Yep. I did feel like I was, like, very... ready to play South Park today because all the practice I've been doing on the PGA game.
We've played that course.
No, like seriously, like I play it like every other day now.
Really?
Like I've played that old man South Park. Yeah, I'll just like go on for, you know, a halftime of the NBA game or something. Just switch over
and just play.
Play
quick,
nine.
Real quick.
Quick nine. Yeah.
Go right back to the game. Yeah. That sounds awesome. Thank you for that idea.
I'm trying to get 13 under, 12. I got 12 under. Ooh. In the front nine. So
okay.
So if you are from the Western New York area and you do have the PGA game on
PS5,
whatever.
If you just have the PGA 2K23 game.
Search the course. Give me an eight. No, yeah. There, yeah, give me an eight golf club.
It's the give me an eight course.
Yeah,
and then poor man South Park.
Yeah, poor man South Park.
Yeah,
if you're familiar with.
The South Park course. South Park course, Joe, you did a good job on those courses.
I know.
I will give you the credit. South Park is almost damn near identical. It's very hard to get like the outside of the shit.
Yeah.
But as far as the holes itself, it's almost dead
it's,
on.
I mean, it's
damn near.
I have the idea for sure, yeah. But because it's hard with like setting up some of them water tracks,
especially the water hole, especially hole six where the. Dog leg to the left.
So. I do have it as a par five, though.
That is true. You switched it. I think that's a par four.
Yeah. I mean, it is a par four, but I'm just saying.
You added it as a par five?
Yeah. I think that's just when I...
You made it further, though.
No, I think it's the same. Like, I think all the distances are the same. It's just that I... before you start, it says, like, how many par five holes that you want. So I think I didn't switch it, whatever. So
okay,
if that makes sense to anybody.
Yeah.
Anyways, go and do that. So I was prepared today, okay. But I didn't do that well. And waterhole,
we're
0 for 4.
Yeah, I mean, I made it over.
Oh, you did. That's right. Yes, I'm sorry.
But I still think I was defeated because I drove it over into the other fairway.
You
hole five. So
like,
I don't know if that's a win.
That was like if it was like a busy day, like.
Yeah, I probably could have killed like
you would have hit somebody.
Two or three people. That one time on hole six, I only went up because you already hit, so I didn't think
you were on your phone. You weren't paying attention.
And no, I was paying attention because you put the podcast on.
Oh, that's
right.
You put
the last episode on, and I was trying to show.
So I hit it straight, like because I wasn't trying to go around, and that's what I did. I did what I was trying to do.
I still think my shot went over. We just didn't have enough time to find it.
Maybe
because that was a missile. I hit that shit over the lake.
Yeah.
Like the same type of shot we would do on PGA. But PGA, you could see that shit exactly where it lands.
Yeah.
Us, we can't. Nope. I think I'm going to stop doing that.
Did you see the reel I sent you about the bucket golf game?
Bucket golf?
No. Yeah. No, see, here we go again with these free ads. Like, I don't even you do think this, I should.
Yeah, it sounds like, and every time it sounds like it's scripted.
It's, but I know,
you're
just right?
Really just bringing it up. It's That'd I have no idea what you're talking about. What is bucket golf?
Bucket
is that like
golf.
With the beach balls where they hit it in like the backyard?
No, they look like they're maybe like softball size balls.
Okay.
And they're
okay.
And they're And there's like these like collapsible buckets.
Inflatable?
Inflatable. No, they're not inflatable. Collapsible? Because they're like, it's weird. I've
never heard that word. That's why it's just collapsible. I just made it up. Does that mean they could collapse at any time?
Yeah, it's not like, it's not inflatable. There's not, it's not air. It's just
the opposite. Collapsible.
Any,
oh my God. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Anyways, so there's like rules to it. Like you could like throw the bucket out that way. The next hole, it'll be this way, you know, whatever. Make
change
your own little course.
Change it from par three to par four,
yeah,
or whatever.
It's and once you get close, like if you hit it into the bucket, it's like, you know,
an extra point or something.
Yeah, it's a point. Or if you hit the bucket, that's a point. If you hit it in, it's 2 points. You know, whatever.
Can
so,
jam for golf.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a can jam. Yeah. It's like a family party barbecue. Fun as well. We should definitely pick that up.
We just gotta have space.
Or just send
space,
it.
Right?
Send it to us. Bucket golf.
And can that be played on concrete? I'm legit asking. This
I don't know.
Sounds,
I mean,
whole shit sounds like an ad.
You were like, can you play it? Yeah, like I'm gonna follow up with like
I just wanna know.
You could play it anywhere.
You know, Kiki, we have the driveway, so I didn't know if we'd be able to play that.
It'd have to be in the backyard, like, I think.
Yeah.
And if we do get bucket golf, I don't think at any point we will be yelling,
give me an eight.
Give me an eight.
Then I played Augusta. And I played Pebble Beach. And one time at Sawgrass, I shot 83. If I lived long enough, be 88. I think I'll celebrate it by shooting my 8. Yeah, I'm 245. Right down the middle. And I'll miss the green to the left. Just a little. Chili dippy with and put it all together. Hit that son of a bitch right up there in the leather. And if you call that good, and let me press on the side, you can put me down for a five. Oh yeah, you can put me down for a five.